After his death, Rembrandt's original copper plates were acquired by print dealers throughout Europe, who were able to make hefty profits by creating restrikes. Like the many fakes made after or in the style of Rembrandt, the popularity of these restrikes are a testament to Rembrandt's enduring fame. So what exactly is the difference between prints made years or even centuries apart, but taken from the same copper plate? In most cases, the most evident discrepancy is in the clarity of the lines that make up the image. To make a print from a copper plate, the plate is run through a printing press, which applies a great deal of pressure to the plate. Each pass in the press results in an individual print, or state. If the same copper plate is subjected to this process too many times, the cuts etched into the plate become less and less distinct as a result of the extreme pressure applied by the press. This flattening of the plate creates a less distinct and, in some cases, blurry image. Despite blurring of the artist's line, patrons are willing to pay substantial sums to obtain a print that contains any echo of Rembrandt's genius.